Thoughts on Mark. A Word to Would-Bees. Part 2. Mark chapter 8 and verse 34. Christ is addressing the crowd, along with his disciples, and this is what he's saying. If anyone would come after me, that's the point about the would-bees. We come then to these marks, these aspects of following Christ. He must deny himself, he must take up his cross, and he must follow me. I've added the words, he must, but that's the point. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. The point I'm trying to make here is, it's not a menu. Oh, I think I'll pick and mix here, or I'll take up the cross. Or, no, no. It's all or nothing. We must deny ourselves. We must take up the cross. And we must follow Christ. Now, I know before I start this discourse, I'm going to fall short, I'm going to fail. This is a tremendous standard. It's demanding everything from me. I think I've used the illustration before, but here it goes again. When I was a young believer, I heard people saying, somebody once said, you don't have to give up anything to be a Christian. Absolutely wrong. 100% has to change. This let us, I think there's some versions, you get it again in Hebrews 10, let us do this, let us do that. This is with the authority of Christ here. The word of God is commanding us when it says let us. That's encouraging us, I know. But the truth is, the text is right. If anyone would come after Christ, if anyone would be a true believer, a true pilgrim, he must deny himself, he must take up the cross, and he must follow Christ. What's being said here? Well, self is the great god of the natural man. Luther said the great pope is not in the Vatican, the great pope is self. Self is the great idol. If you read my book, A Case of Mistaken Identity, I think one of the features of evangelical preaching today is emphasizing self. Self-image, self-satisfaction, self-fulfillment. No, no, no. Self is the God. We must deny ourselves. It's God himself must be our God. Thou shalt have no other gods, in the first these early commandments. Worship only me, and so on. What does the natural man do? He suppresses the knowledge of God, and what does he do? He worships self. He pleases self. Today is all about self. Look at the adverts. You're worth it. You want it. You deserve it. It's all... Avoid all the disagreeable. It's all yours now. Pay for it later. Don't wait. No. We must put on the new self. Not turn over a new leaf. We have to be a new self, and that self is to deny ourselves, deny the flesh, deny us, and take up the cross, the suffering. The cross is not an ornament to wear around the neck. It's a gibbet. It's an instrument of torture and suffering. And we must follow Christ, trusting Christ. Now, I'm failing to explain this. This is what it means to be a believer. This is what it means to be a Christian, to be following Christ, to be given to Christ. Let me read Galatians 2 to you, in verses 19 and 20. This is what Paul says. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ. Don't you think that's saying what Christ said in Mark chapter 8, verse 34? And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's his word. And then when he writes to the Romans, he puts it like this. Romans chapter 6, verse 17. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves of sin, living for sin and self, what now? You wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin, delivered from all that, what for? And have become slaves to righteousness, slaves of Christ. suffering for Christ, standing for Christ. Now, when he says take up the cross, he doesn't mean, well, you suffer from arthritis. That is a pain and a misery, a wretchedness. I understand that. But this is something we deliberately do. We take a stand for Christ. We choose to take it up. It's not a gimmick like Arthur Blissett walking around with a block of wood. It's following Christ, walking with him, bearing the cost of being a Christian. I remember the old deacon 60 years ago saying to me, the gospel is not cheap. It's free, but it's not cheap. The wholehearted devotion to Christ, the standing with Christ, the following Christ. Christ is all, and it costs. Well, inadequate is not the word for this discourse. A sense of failure about it. But inadequate is my life, too. Oh, that I knew this more. Don't you want this, brother and sister? Who is sufficient for it? To deny self, take up the cross, and follow Christ. To be crucified to the world. And the world crucified to us. Unbeliever, don't listen to those who say you don't have to give anything up. You need to give up all the old and become a new man in Christ, a new woman in Christ. All things are passed away. All of them are. Behold, all things are become new. It's no longer self, it's Christ. It's no longer pleasing self. Living for pleasure is taking up the cross of Christ. And it's following Christ, not the world, not the pagans, not the TV, but following Christ. May God bless this discourse to us all.